down by the animal's graveyard near the mill pond, and it's a very important spot in our family mythology, but it was also too far for us to want to bury Kitty. Beautiful as this place is, didn't like the idea of her being that far away from us throughout those cold months, so we buried her in the garden so she was closer to us. But down here is where many a hamster lies, and I suspect if Claire or me suddenly chose to die, we might end up being there as well. That's secretly, nobody would know. I think it would be either take my ashes to Trinidad and drop them in the sea, or to the Maldives, put them in a casket and let them go, or come and just sprinkle me down here. There's a lot worse places to be. And I was standing by the water just then, thinking how completely safe and harmless this environment really is by comparison to other cultures and other countries. You know, and how miraculous is the chance that I was born here and not in some repressive society, or not 1,000 years ago, where I would be probably long since dead. Even if I'd been born or survived childhood, I wouldn't have lived till 50. And so I live in this time and in this part of a world that is very, very soft and safe by comparison to so many others. And I think sometimes a walk through the grass is a great way of remembering that.